Good morning. This morning we're going to spend a few minutes with a person who was here just a few weeks ago. Thurl Bailey is part of the healthy living programs at Star Valley Health. Thurl finished all that he was doing, speaking to the public, working with the youth in basketball. Then he sat down with SVI and just talked about his life in general. We talked to him about his family, his faith, all of that. We're going to do this in a two-part series starting today, Wednesday, the 23rd, and then we'll continue this report tomorrow morning on the 24th here on Weekday Wake Up. Let's go to the first part of our conversation with Thurl Bailey right here on SBI.
Rare opportunity here to visit with Thurl Bailey as he wraps up a very long day in Star Valley with the Positive Living Conference for the hospital here and then working with our youth in a basketball program. Thurl, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you. I really like the name of the conference, Positive Living. It says a lot.
And you touched on that in several times as you spoke this morning. You talked about how it didn't always work out as you thought it would, that first chance to be on the team, and then it went way beyond that on a trip that led you to the Utah Jazz.
It did. And, you know, I'm hoping that message parallels every single person that was in there to listen to me, regardless of how old or young they were, because we all have opportunities to achieve while we're here. I talked about those three things: your past, your purpose, and going forward. And so many people, they get an enthusiasm about something and then they lose it, maybe because something else was more of a priority. But for me, I knew I was passionate about what I wanted because I had people around me that helped me stay passionate and stay confident, even when I got to some of those times that were very disappointing. And, you know, it's so easy to not do anything to turn back and just wait for something to happen. And a lot of our kids are getting caught in that. They just think it's going to come to them, and it's not. And so it's up to us as parents and grandparents and community, being a part of the community, to continue to encourage our kids. You know, one person may look at you like that first coach did with me and say, "You're not my plans. You're not good enough." Another person may look at you and say, "Listen, I see something about you that you got something."
Yeah, the coach that recognized.
That's right. If I can help you capitalize on that, if I can help you build that and shape that, I think that you can really progress in what it is you want to do. So that's what we're here for.
You connected so well with the youth. We watched this afternoon here at Star Valley High School, and they were just they were eating it up. I could tell in their faces the counsel you were giving them, not just about basketball, but life in general. Some thought as you bring your message and your talents and your abilities to the youth of Star Valley and everywhere else you travel.
Well, that's what you hope, right? You hope that they get it. Not all of them will. Your hope is that at least one will. You hope that all of them do, but sometimes it's not reality to think that everybody's situation is the same. Everybody's different. And it comes later for some, it comes early for others. But I realize I've been blessed with something.
Oh, yes.
Right? I've been blessed with, one, a platform. And we know that anybody with a platform can use it in one or two ways, for good or for bad.
And he used his for good. We're going to continue that conversation tomorrow with Thurl Bailey, kind of a little more in-depth conversation than what we had earlier during his visit to Star Valley. He even goes into talking about his family, his faith, much more. We'll do all of that tomorrow morning on the Weekday Wake Up program. This is part one of the Thurl Bailey interview on SVI. Dan Dockstetter reported.